The Mom Hour is brought to you by the Essential Calendar. Sarah, this is our favorite calendar for busy moms because its beautiful and simple design shows around 3 months at a time.
Yeah, and with summer fast approaching, now is a great time to get the Essential Calendar and see what I've been raving about all these years. Get 10% off your order at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour. That's 10% off at theessentialcalendar.com/themomhour.
Well, hey, everybody. Hey, Megan. This is Sarah.
Hey, Sarah. This is unusual.
We are busting into your podcast feed.
Yes, I likened it to the Kool-Aid guy. Like, oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Just you don't expect us, but here we are.
Knocking down the wall. This is a fun little bonus, and we are here to chat pretty briefly. We'll see how brief we can be about a crazy photo that went viral in the last week. It's been less than a week, this whirlwind.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I guess I'll set it up, but Megan, you're going to probably have most of the things to say. So
yeah.
If you guys aren't familiar, and it's totally possible that you missed this, but, I got a Facebook notification Thursday of last week. So less than a week ago from our mutual friend, Shawnee. And it's funny that she tagged me. We'll have to, Shawnee, if you're listening, you have to let us know. I think she knows that I manage our social probably.
Oh, right. Probably.
So she didn't tag you. She tagged me. It was, some of you will remember, the photo of Megan carrying her son, Isaac. We've shared it. We've talked about it multiple times. So it's not like it's never seen the light of day. But it's like you stomping through the grass, Megan, at that family wedding. You've got a tantruming kid under your arm and it's a classic.
I'm pregnant.
You're pregnant. It's a classic. Yeah. But what was new about it was someone had created a meme. So there was text below it that said something like, if you've never carried your kids surfboard style, you know, are you really parenting? You know, kind of clever. But it was without your permission and we didn't create it. So I guess that's the setup. How did this come across your radar?
Well, here's the irony. I had gone off Facebook. Like I had gone so far as to install a blocker because I just realized that. I realized that what I was doing, I mean, I'm not someone who's like super addicted to Facebook. I don't post a lot on Facebook. I don't engage a lot on Facebook. But I mindlessly scroll. So if I'm on my computer and I'm like, I don't know what to do next. I'm avoiding this task or avoiding that. I can always open up a browser window and type Facebook. And I just realized I was doing it so mindlessly and I didn't want to do that anymore. So I blocked it. I logged out on my phone.
Like the day before this, right?
Like 2 days before. Okay. So I'd been off for a couple of days and was feeling pretty good about it. Had finally beaten the habit of, you know, just kind of like reflexively checking it. And then you're like, well, I'm sure you've seen this thing on Facebook. And I'm like, wait, what? So I hadn't seen it. And then of course I had to go.
You had to like open another browser, right?
I opened another browser. So I did not, I don't use it in Chrome still because I just don't want to be in that habit, but I have it open in Safari. And I just went on there and it was this picture of me. And there a few, like we kind of went through like, I would say the full range of emotions. At first, we're just annoyed. Like,
well, what's
you don't
funny,
just get to pick up our picture and
so
use
if
it.
So if I can jump in, and this is me being a little bit naive, the page that shared it is, by all appearances, a really great page. It's called Maternal Health Matters. And I messaged very politely,
Maternal Mental Health, I think.
Sorry, yes. Yeah, Maternal Mental Health Matters. I knew I was missing an M. Thank you for the correction. So I messaged her and I was super polite about it. I said, you might not know this is not your photo to use. And she kind of wrote back like, who are you? Like, it's not your photo. And I was like, oh, well, I'm sorry. I represent Megan. I manage our social for the Mom Hour. And I was nice, but I was definitely going for the result being her taking this photo down because I naively assumed she had made the meme. And once it was clear, she's like, she kept saying, well, I just found it on the internet. And I thought she meant the photo. And you know, the answer to which is, well, you can't just find a photo on the internet. Like that's not how it works. She meant the meme. So the meme had already existed. And it was a very pleasant, polite conversation. It's not like I was like yelling at her, but I went in with the intent to like have this lady take it down. And then
I was
like,
kind of guns blazing a bit.
Yeah, I was a little bit. And then I realized, oh, she is not the source. This is not patient zero here.
Right, exactly. And the irony is we still don't know. We never traced it back because whoever created it did not put any kind of watermark. Although I think this is hilarious. Somebody lifted the idea of the meme, put their own quote on the bottom that looks pretty much exactly like that quote, only it's a little bit worded a little bit differently, but something about a surfboard kid. And then they tagged themselves. They put it on Instagram.
Of course.
I thought that was pretty, I don't know. Can I say ballsy?
Yeah. Yeah. It's like, a Wednesday and we're not supposed to be here. So you can say whatever you want.
You can steal someone's photo. Like someone still stole a photo and made a meme. Then someone else stole a meme and made another meme and then tagged themselves and tried to pass it off as their property.
Yes.
Like didn't even like make anything new about it. I just thought that was that was sheer irony. But anyway, so we kind of had this moment where we're like, we're going to take it down and we're going to do vigilante justice. And I had people all over the internet tagging me like every time they saw it, because I posted on my Facebook and said, hey, if you see this, would you just tag me? So finally we realized this was out of our hands. Like there's no way we can control this.
Right. And if I can say, most of the people sharing it, aside from the intellectual property piece of it, we're sharing it in a way to encourage moms. And that is something that we can get behind. It's not like they took your photo and then child abuse or something.
But I did actually, when I started reading comments, especially on some of these bigger Facebook pages, it was a little disheartening. Well, actually it was pretty funny. Like, there was all kinds of conspiracy theories, like that the photo was staged, that no one actually carries their kid like that. Cause you could tell someone actually said,
oh my God,
if you look at the picture, her hand isn't wrapped all the way around the kid. Clearly,
I didn't know that. That is so funny.
And all the sanctimonious people coming out and saying, like, I would never do that. Like, that's not my kid. Like, my kids are too well behaved, yada, yada, yada. And so, kind of, you know, honestly, Sarah, I think you and I are people who put a lot of thought into the things that we associate our photos with. And
yes,
one of the things I don't like is to ever be exclusive. And there's a lot of people who've never carried their kid like that. And they're still parenting because their kids aren't tantrum throwers. Had I not had Isaac, I probably wouldn't have thrown or carried a kid quite in that manner. So anyway, I felt like it was time for us to just do something of our own with it, like to have some kind of a response, some kind of a just our take, like how would we handle this? And I originally wanted to get Isaac on a video with me talking about what he remembered about that day. And I haven't even talked about that day. It was a family wedding where he threw a fit.
Yeah.
I mean, he threw a fit and everything was falling apart and I'm pregnant and I'm super self-conscious. And there's this family wedding photo session going on.
And it was 16 years ago, guys. And it was 16. If you're newer around here and you don't know how old Megan's kids are, this is not a recent photo.
Exactly. And so I scooped him up at one point and trudged away with him under my arm. And my stepmom snapped the photo. And when it first went viral, like 6 years ago, I had written a little essay about it for the Huffington Post. So it got, you know, it resurfaced. And so I had asked Isaac if he would do a video with me. I thought that would be really sweet. Like, do you remember this day?
Yeah.
Like, what do you remember about being like a kind of a rambunctious kid? And he's just so shy. Like, he really wanted to do it for my sake.
Oh,
and he kind of had this look on his face. He's just like, I just can't, mom. I can't do this. It's like, okay. So that's fine. Yeah. So I was like, well, why don't I just make a video? So I videoed myself and then Sarah worked her magic on the production end and put together this. I love it. I think it's lovely. And it just tells the whole story with words and pictures. And it's just a nice retelling of something that I felt like people were making, I don't know, not making light of, because it's funny.
It was getting away. The story was getting away. And I want to go back to something you said just a minute ago, which is you and I are both really intentional about when we combine pictures with words. You know, I'm kind of like a hobby photographer and I've always loved the pairing of an image with words. But when you're a writer, I mean, you and I are the word people, we're writers. Right. And so when the words weren't yours and the photo was taken, I mean,
one of the words didn't have an apostrophe where it needed an apostrophe.
I mean, we did get a little petty at one point.
Yeah, we did a little bit.
And your head was cropped off and your feet were cropped off. So like
I had some really cute shoes on.
Yeah.
And they were heels. People need to see the heels.
Yes. In through the grass and heels. So anyway, if we were to create a photo and text meme together, it just felt like this was, it had gotten away. It had spiraled away and the video brings it back to the story. But what I love about the video is it talks about who Isaac is now and how he transformed and how you transformed is not the right word. How
he grew into himself.
He grew into himself and you grew into the mom you are. And that is the message that this podcast is about. Like that this moment, you say it in the video, but this moment that you're living is just one moment. It's just a moment and it won't last forever. And so I think it allowed you to tell that story. And selfishly, I had a lot of fun in video post-production because that's not something I had done to this level. And it was hard and challenging and it was really fun. And I'm really proud of the final result. It's about five.
Well, selfishly, I'm really glad you discovered you liked it because I think I'm going to be giving you more projects like that too. Because it was so fun. And I feel like it allows us to kind of do all the things we like to do, like voice, and images and words and video and like put them all in one thing. It was just really fun.
It was. And the beautiful thing is our community, you guys listening and you guys following on Instagram and Facebook, are everyone just gets it. Like they get right. that our point was not to take down whoever took a picture off the internet. People do that all the time. And quite honestly, I don't think it's worth either of our time to like
right.
make that the fuss. Issue. That's, yeah. I mean, it is an issue because you're not allowed to do that. But I think we both decided like, let's just tell the real story and have that be the focus. And our listeners have shared and commented and encouraged us and kind of gone to bat for you and, yeah. you know, tagging you all over the place. And so it's been, I think, for our community, been really fun too. And not a single person has, I don't know, it's just, it hasn't felt trolly or weird. It does sound like you saw some mean comments, but.
Well, I saw mean comments on other people's pages yeah. with the original meme, but like not on ours. You yeah. know, that's what I think. That's what I think the beauty is of telling the real story and being inclusive and taking that extra step to like build that community of people who are like you guys yeah. who are, you know, thoughtful and kind and all that, is that people don't jump right to the judgment and the
right.
and like the crazy assumptions. It's just like we're all kind of giving each other the benefit of the doubt. And it really played out a lot in the people that I could tell were our community sharing.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I agree. So
I guess, what do we want people to do? Go check it out.
Yeah. I think watch the video. If you've got, I know a 5-minute video is long in this day and age, like it is. Yeah. And, but I would love if people watch the video. If you're a new listener or new ish, and you've just been starting to get to know us, this is such a great story of Megan's. It's such a great story of like new mom to seasoned mom. And if you feel compelled to share it, wherever you share videos, go for it. We'll link it up in, there will be show notes for this little bonus. So that's where we'll put it, but it originated on Facebook, and then it's also in our Instagram stories, and I will leave it there. It's as it's a story highlight. So if you go to our Instagram page, you look for the little picture of Megan carrying Isaac, you can watch the whole thing via stories if that's more your style. So yeah. So I guess this is us popping in on Wednesday. We have an interview coming up on this Friday. So you'll have another real episode in your feed later this week. And thanks, guys.
This was fun. Sarah, I have been having just the best time making my new podcast, The Teas Made. I launched back in November, and so far I've covered topics like staying warm on cold winter walks, nurturing creativity, how to be a great host, and even Nordic secrets to loving winter.
Well, you know I am fan number one of The Teas Made. It's got such a cozy vibe, and it seems like you've really hit your stride in covering topics like wellness, self-care, comforting rituals and routines, and home and family life.
Just look for The Teas Made with Megan Francis wherever you get your podcasts, or head to theteasmade.com to find all the episodes. Sarah, I started a Substack last spring, just kind of as an experiment, and it turns out I love it. I'm treating it kind of like an old school blog, writing about things that are happening in my life.
Megan, I've loved following your stuff on Substack, and I actually just really like Substack in general.
You know, we've both been a lot less active on Instagram lately, and I'm finding that Substack scratches that itch to connect and create without all the busyness of a typical social media feed. So I would love it if Mom Hour listeners wanted to look me up there. I'm at meganfrancis.substack.com, and that's Megan with two A's. meaganfrancis.substack.com.